Well, now, welcome to the call, the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. Congratulations to your group. 45-24 win over Brown, 3 in a row for the Governor's Cup, and 3-0 for your team for the first time since 2005. Just talk, first of all, about Saturday and what you thought about your team's performance.
Saturday, you know, was what we kind of expected going in. I mean, Brown, you know, a lot of things riding. Those guys hadn't played in something like 700 days. You know, they had a brand new field. You know, it was a Governor's Cup rivalry, which, you know, we've proven over the years that anything can happen. And, you know, our approach was, you know, let's not let them hang around. I mean, I thought we had a better football team coming in, you know, as we evaluated it. And we had great concerns of their quarterback. And of course, it kind of started that way. You know, they started off fast, and we didn't, you know, hit it with the right mentality. Yeah, I don't know about mentality. We just didn't execute it well enough as we wanted. Going at halftime, 17-14, managed it down where we missed a 47-yard or something like that. You know, hit the crossbar, and so they were still in the game tremendously. But what I was most impressed with was how our team reacted coming out in the second half. They had the ball. We came out. We knocked one off of them and then scored quickly. And then we started to play very complimentary football all the way through and was really pleased. And anytime you walk away with a trophy that's associated with the game, it's a great, great day. And we're going into an off week feeling pretty good. But we got the baton death march ahead of us with the 8-game stretch that we have. And we're going to have to get better and continue to just, you know, be better each and every week. And if we do, we'll have an opportunity to be competitive and hopefully win as many as we can.
I know, obviously, winning the Governor's Cup and now two in-state rivals, those are significant marks for your program. Being 3-0 now, how big is that for you as you continue to build this thing?
You know, I mean, we've been, I don't know, shouldn't say we've been there a lot. We certainly have. You know, 3-0 is the first time since 2005, but it really doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot to us at this point in time, other than, you know, how are you going to handle the attaboys? You're going to get all over campus and everybody telling you how good you are. We're going to have to handle that. But, you know, our focus has been the same way over 8 years. You know, it's always focused on the next opportunity. Right now, our opportunity is the off week and how we can manage that and how we can, you know, get better at specific things that we know we're going to need going down the stretch. And then they're ready to go play Stony Brook, which, you know, we have yet to be since I've been here. And it's going to be at our place. And we've got to go and get prepared to play a really good football team and find a good way to get another conference win, which we all know in this room is very difficult to do.
Obviously, a huge performance from Kasim Hill, 13-19, 320 yards. But I thought maybe the stat that jumped out to me the most, 5 passes of 35 or more yards to 4 different guys. How impressive was his overall performance?
It was kind of an expectation, the way, you know, we believe he can operate. You know, he came out in the Bryan game, he was on fire. We thought it wasn't as sharp maybe versus Albany. But, you know, you get into this one and, you know, he was able to, you know, we've been moving the ball around. We haven't been really specific with specific target. Our tight end found open space and he found him three, five times, I think it was. But, you know, impressive. He had control of the game. You know, we've got a couple things we need to clean up with, you know, his performance on the perimeter. But we're very pleased with him. I didn't know the numbers were what they were at the end of the game. But, he had a spectacular performance. And, you know, what I'm being told, he won the Gold Helmet Award for up here in the Northeast. So, big day for him. And we're recipients of having a good quarterback.
You touched on your tight end. Caleb Warren did have a huge day, 5 catches over 100 yards. Does he have that? Obviously, does have that kind of ability, not only as a blocker, but as a pass catcher and giving you another weapon downfield like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been waiting for those opportunities. You know, at times, sometimes the tight end's the redheaded stepchild in a spread offense, you know, but I mean, he's the guy that, I've had great high expectations of his development and the ball found him and he played with great energy and he was absolutely dominant blocking. He was really very physical. So, I mean, it was his best complete game and And obviously, it's a major weapon. Anytime you can go ahead and control the middle of the field with a tight end with his skills, which can take it deep and run option routes and can handle the physical part of it as well.
Let's switch sides to the ball to the defense. And while you gave up maybe a few more yards than you would have liked, forced four turnovers, which were huge in that game. How did you feel like you played on that side?
I thought we played well. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, they're going to be a problem anytime you've got a quarterback to the level, and I'm serious, and maybe the best quarterback we face all year. He's going to get some yardage. He's going to make some throws. I thought we did a really good job managing that position, you know, keeping him under control, because, you know, there are times I've seen him get out for huge explosions. He was able to make some first downs on his feet, which, you know, sometimes happens with a good quarterback. But I think defensively we stayed in there. We mixed them up on them. You know, we were a little smarted by the couple of, you know, the last touchdown was the one that really kind of hurts everybody's feelings, because the defense, they got some great pride and they're starting to take some pride in their statistical performance. And obviously there was a lot of yards given up, but I thought they were in control of the game.
Obviously, the big play by Jordan Jones kind of sealed that win to not only put seven on your side, but stop seven there in the end zone on their side. How big was that play?
It was big. I mean, there was a couple of those situations. They got into the red area and were able to make some plays, and one fumble and obviously the big interception. You know, he went there and plucked that thing. They're calling it 102 yards. I at least give it 105. I mean, it was coming out of the end zone. It's always like, all right, what are we doing? And it kept going and going, and I was thrilled. It was a huge play. You know, it probably wasn't one that swung the game, but it certainly iced it. And, you know, they work hard on those things. The defense works every day on turnovers. And I told them before the game, you know, that, you know, the amount of time you invest, let's go ahead and capitalize on it. They went and got the magic number of four, which, you know, if you can do that on a game-to-game basis, it's very hard to beat you.
How much are you guys have been good at that here through the first 3 weeks? How much of it is your guys on the back end, or is it the pressure that you're able to get up front with some of those guys?
It's always a combination of both. I thought that, you know, we had, some good schematic, you know, pressures that were built up, and we had guys that just continued to chase the rock. And, you know, that quarterback's elusive and he can run away from you. And we just kept straining. And, you know, beginning of the second half, you know, Yanni Akopoulos just came out there and popped the ball out on the ground. And we were, you know, actively pursuing the ball. So we had people around to get the takeaways. So, our defense is well schooled on that, and it's really a programmatic thing. You know, ball security is everything in this game, and I've been very proud of the way that our guys have been able to hold on to the football. We went through it, you know, an untimely interception, but, you know, we can get those things fixed.
I know you got the bye week, and you talked about trying to rest up, but when you're in the on the kind of role that maybe your team is, would you? In hindsight, I prefer to be playing games this week and continue the momentum, or is it a good time to take a break?
You can look at that every single way you want to. I mean, it's how we manage ourselves and what we do. Certainly, you know, training camp, three hard games, you know, you can use a little bit of a break, but, you know, if we took yesterday off, we give them today off, and give them Tuesday off, and get back to work Wednesday for Friday, give them the weekend off, and then get back into a normal game prep for Stony Brook. So, I don't think it should affect anything, truthfully. I mean, you're always worried about coming out of a bye. Will you be not as sharp and all those kinds of things? I think we can get three really good practices in this week, and I think we'll be fine.
All right, Jim, congratulations again on the win and the great start your team is off to, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.